ஓம் பத்ரம் கண்ணே பிஸ்ரோனுயாமதேவாஹ பத்ரம் பஶ்யேமாக்ஷபிர்யஜத்ராஹ ஸ்திரைரங்கைஸ்துஷ்டுவாகம்சஸ்தனுபிஹி வ்யஷேமதேவஹிதையதாயுஹ ஸ்வஸ்தி ந இந்த்ரோ வ்ருத்தஶ்ரவாஹ ஸ்வஸ்தி நஃ பூஷா விஶ்வவேதாஹ ஸ்வஸ்தி நஸ்தார்க்ஷோ அரிஷ்டநேமிஹி ஸ்வஸ்தி நோ ப்ருஹஸ்பதிர் ததாது. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. லெட் அஸ் ரீட் தி மந்த்ராஸ். த்விதீய முண்டகே த்விதீய கண்டஹ. ஆவிஸ்ஸந்நிஹிதம் ஆவிஸ்ஸந்நிஹிதம் குஹாசரன் நாம மஹத்பதமத்ரைதத் ஸமர்ப்பிதம் ஏஜத் ப்ராணன் நிமிஷச்ச யதேதத் ஜானத சதசத்வரேண்யம் பரம் விஜ்ஞானாத் யத்வரிஷ்டம் ப்ரஜானாம் யதர்ச்சிமத்யதனுப்யோனுச யஸ்மில்லோகானிஹிதாலோகினஸ்ச ததேதத்க்ஷரம் ப்ரஹ்ம ஸப்ராணஸ்ததுவாங்மனஹ ததேதத் சத்யம் ததம்ருதம் தத்வேத்தவ்யம் சௌம்ய வித்தி தனுர்க்ரிஹீத்வௌபநிஷதம் மஹாஸ்த்ரம் ஷரம் ஹ்யுபாஸானிஷிதம் ஸந்தயீத ஆயம்யதத் பாவகதேன சேதஸா லக்ஷ்யம் ததேவாக்ஷரம் ஸௌம்ய வித்தி ப்ரணவோ தனுஷரோ ஹ்யாத்மா ப்ரஹ்ம தல்லக்ஷ்யமுச்யதே அப்ரமத்தேன வேத்தவ்யம் ஷரவத் தன்மயோ பவேத். யஸ்மின் த்யௌஃ ப்ருதிவீ சாந்தரிக்ஷம் ஓதம் மனஸ் ஸஹ ப்ராணைஶ்ச ஸர்வைஹ யஸ்மின் த்யௌஃ ப்ருதிவீ சாந்தரிக்ஷம் ஓதம் மனஸ் ஸஹ ப்ராணைஶ்ச ஸர்வைஹ தமேவைகம் ஜானத ஆத்மானம் அன்யா வாசோ விமுஞ்சத அம்ருதஸ்யைஷ சேதுஹ அராயிவரதநாபௌ சம்ஹதா யத்ர நாட்யஹ சயேஷோந்தஸ்சரதே பஹுதா ஜாயமானஹ ஓமித்யேவம் த்யாயத ஆத்மானம் ஸ்வஸ்தி வஃ பாராய தமஸஃ பரஸ்தாத். அராயிவரதநாபௌ சம்ஹதா யத்ர நாட்யஹ சயேஷோந்தஸ்சரதே பஹுதா ஜாயமானஹ ஓமித்யேவம் த்யாயத ஆத்மானம் ஸ்வஸ்தி வஃ பாராய தமஸஃ பரஸ்தாத். யஸ் ஸர்வஜ்ஞஸ் ஸர்வவித் யஸ்யைஷ மஹிமா புவி திவ்யே ப்ரஹ்மபுரே ஹ்யேஷ வ்யோம்ன்யாத்மா ப்ரதிஷ்டிதஃ. யஸ் ஸர்வஜ்ஞஸ் ஸர்வவித் யஸ்யைஷ மஹிமா புவி திவ்யே ப்ரஹ்மபுரே ஹ்யேஷ வ்யோம்ன்யாத்மா ப்ரதிஷ்டிதஃ. மனோமய ப்ராணசரீர நேதா ப்ரதிஷ்டோன்னே ஹ்ருதயம் சந்நிதாய மனோமய ப்ராணசரீர நேதா ப்ரதிஷ்டோன்னே ஹ்ருதயம் சந்நிதாய தத்விஜ்ஞானேன பரிபஷ்யந்தி தீராஹ ஆனந்த ரூபம் அம்ருதம் யத்விபாதி. தத்விஜ்ஞானேன பரிபஷ்யந்தி தீராஹ ஆனந்த ரூபம் அம்ருதம் யத்விபாதி. சோ வி ஹவ் சீன் அண்டில் திஸ் வர்ஸ். ஆல் தீஸ் வர்சஸ் unfold the nature of Brahman and is also how one should take one's attention from everything else, how one should place one's attention in the subject matter of the Shastram, especially and one should dwell upon the meaning of Omkara, etc. Thereby, one's attention should get absorbed in the vision of Brahman. That is the purpose. Getting absorbed in the vision of Brahman does not mean after attaining Jnanam, one should not do anything else. Remaining absorbed in the vision of Brahman as a result of contemplation means even if you are transacting with the world, doing your duties, still you will not lose sight of your nature being non-separate from Brahman. Essentially, yourself being Brahman. Thereby, you will be objective towards the world and the transactions, that you will not be afflicted by anything that is happening externally. That is the biggest, that is moksha, the biggest benefit. And we're going to see the next mantra today. Hiranmaye pare koshe. As I said, the eighth mantra is one unique, different mantra which presents the benefit of jnanam. It's a jnana phalam is discussed in this eighth mantra. So I said we'll be seeing that mantra after we complete the other mantras, because all the mantras also discuss the subject matter of jnanam only. So before the eighth mantra and after the eighth mantra, the mantras which are before and after the eighth mantra discuss the subject matter of the knowledge, discuss the subject matter pertaining to the knowledge of Brahman. And the eighth mantra is the only mantra which presents the jnana phalam, discusses the benefit of jnanam. Therefore, we let us complete all those three mantras and we'll come back to this eighth mantra again. Hiranmaye pare koshe virajam brahma nishkalam. Hiranmaye pare koshe virajam brahma nishkalam. Tachubram jyotisham jyotishan jyotihi. Tachubram jyotishan jyotihi. Tad yadatma vido viduhu. Tad yadatma vido viduhu. Hiranmaye pare koshe virajam brahma nishkalam. Tachubran jyotishan jyotihi. Tad yadatma vido viduhu. Hiranmaye pare koshe virajam brahma nishkalam. Tachubran jyotishan jyotihi. Tadyadatma vido viduhu. So here, tad brahma nishkalam. That tad brahma nishkalam. That absolute reality, abstract, ultimate truth, is implied by the term Brahma, because of its nature of limitlessness. Because the word Brahman itself means what? That which is big. That which is big means that which is brihattamatvat Brahma, that which is of the nature of bigness. And how big is it? That which is of the nature of bigness limitlessly. Bigness limitlessly, which means limitlessly big means it is free from time limitation. Why Brahman? The word Brahman implies consciousness, the pure reality obtained in the form of pure knowledge or existence. Consciousness is in the form of existence of the universe. That consciousness obtaining in the form of existence of the whole jagat is implied by the term Brahma. And Brahman is of the nature of limitlessness, anantam, therefore it is implied by the term Brahma. Here, timelessness, limitlessness implies Brahman has no beginning, no end, is not subject to change. So consciousness has no beginning, no end. It is not subject to change. Therefore, consciousness is of the nature of timelessness. Because time itself is a factor which is object of consciousness. Time is anything which is an object of knowledge is object of consciousness. Like any opaque thing is object of light. Object which is illumined by the light. Similarly, any object which enjoys the status of being existent is an object of knowledge, object of consciousness. So time, abstract phenomenon, is also an object of consciousness, object of knowledge. There's a time when the time is not, there's a time when the time is. So consciousness is free from time limitation. Similarly, space is object of consciousness, space is object of knowledge. Therefore, consciousness is free from spatial limitation. There's no place, no time where, when consciousness is not. And every object here, which exists within the realm of time and space, is object of consciousness, object of knowledge. Therefore, no object exists outside of knowledge. Therefore, no object exists outside of consciousness. Every object is in and through pervaded by consciousness. There's no object which is different from consciousness. Just as there's no way which is different from water. Even though water is not the wave, every wave is water. Similarly, Brahman, the consciousness, is not any of the forms and names, any of the objects here, but every object is non-different from Brahman. Therefore, Brahman is free from object limitation also. Being free from these threefold possible limitations, Brahman is said to be of the nature of limitlessness, therefore implied by the term Brahma. And that Brahma, Nishkalam, is indivisible, undivided, partless, whole. It is one. And that Brahma is what is said, Hiranmaye Pare Koshe Virajam. I come to the next point. It is a repetition of the old class. Just I wanted to make it clear. Hiranmaye Pare Koshe. See, Paraha Koshaha. He means the exalted kosha, that is buddhi. Buddhi is paraha koshaha. Buddhi means what? Vijnanamayaha koshaha. And hiranyam means gold. Hiranmayam means that which shines like gold. See, don't think consciousness shines like gold. Just to say how gold is effulgent, similarly, the atma, the abstract formless reality, which is of the nature of self-effulgence, known as consciousness. Consciousness shines, where this Vijnanamaya Kosha shining like gold. Why? Vijnanamaya Kosha is actually Antakaranam, which is of the nature of inertness, but now inert Vijnanamaya Kosha becomes conscious and sentient. Therefore, it is said to be shining like gold. Okay, Vijnanamaya Kosha, Hiranmayaha Koshaha. Vijnanamaya Kosha is shining like gold means, it is glittering like gold means, what does it mean? Don't think it treats like a gold. The inert material mind becomes conscious and sentient because of the manifestation of consciousness, because of reflection of consciousness. Therefore, as a reflecting medium, as a manifesting medium, this Vijnanamaya Kosha shines like gold, having become conscious and sentient. So, Hiranmayam, Pare Hiranmaye Koshe, in the Vijnanamaya Kosha, which is conscious and sentient, shining like gold because of the manifestation of consciousness, because of the reflection of consciousness. Okay. In that, so the Vijnanamaya Kosha, which is endowed with the consciousness, manifest in it. That's why it's a paraha koshaha. Param means what? The word paraha, para, param. Mean the same. Paraha, masculine gender. Para, feminine gender. Param, neuter gender. All these three words, paraha, para, param, means absolute, exalted, okay, sacred, supreme. This is the meaning. And this Vijnanamaya Kosha is a paraha koshaha. Two adjectives are there. Hiranmayaha koshaha. It is no more inert and insentient. It is conscious and sentient, having consciousness reflected in it, being endowed with the consciousness manifest in it, shining like a gold. Not only that, it is paraha koshaha. It is exalted sacred kosha. Sacred koshaha. Intellect is sacred because there is consciousness available. Okay, why it is sacred? Because it's a sanctum sanctorum. Because Bhagavan is available there. Temple is sacred because Bhagavan's murti is there. Suppose these four walls are there. Sanctum sanctorum without a murti cannot be called a sanctum sanctorum. Only after installing the murti inside that four walls, immediately that becomes the most sacred place, temple. Until then, just a form with the four walls. You call it a temple, sanctum, sanctorum only when Bhagavan's murti is installed. So because of the presence of consciousness which is as though installed in the mind, this Vijnanamaya is also what? Paraha koshaha. It is exalted, sacred, supreme kosha. Because it is endowed with manifest consciousness. Endowed with the consciousness is everywhere. But it is manifest only in the intellect, in the buddhi, in the mind. Okay, so paraha koshaha means it's a, in Shankaracharya's words, divyaha koshaha. And here, virajam nishkalam brahma. Virajam means what? Virajam, pure, free from all impurities. See, virajam brahma, hiranmaye pare koshe, in that vijnanamaya kosha, in that intellect, which is shining like gold because of the manifestation of consciousness. And as consciousness is manifest there, reflected there, as with buddhi is endowed with the consciousness, it's also said to be sacred, exalted kosha. And in that kosha, locative case, isn't it? What is there? Shubhram, shubhram, nishkalam, virajam, nishkalam, brahma. Nishkalam, virajam, shubhram, jyotisham, jyotihi, four adjectives, four lakshanani, four words revealing, describing Brahman are there. Okay. And there is Brahman. Virajam Brahma. Viraja means pure. Consciousness, which is of the nature of limitlessness, which is implied by the term Brahman, which is of the nature of absolute purity. Virajam Brahma. Why? Consciousness has no punya papam. Consciousness has no sanchita agami parabdha karmas. Consciousness has no impurities such as jealousy, hatred, anger, fear, etc. Consciousness has no doership, panjaship. Consciousness is absolutely pure, absolutely free from all limitations and all impurities and blemishes and sins. Shubhirajam. And that Brahma Shubhram. Virajam means free from impurities. Again, Shuddham also is there. Shubhram also is there. Virajam itself means clean, pure, free from impurity. Okay. Any impurities can be there on the part of the mind. Body has impurities and dirt. Mind has impurities. Okay. Body has the defects also, such as old age, disease, death, birth, etc. Such the problems of the body, it doesn't have. Consciousness doesn't have. The impurities of the mind also consciousness doesn't have. Therefore, it is virajam, it is clean, pure, ever pure. So, shubhram. One more word it is used here, Shubhram. That is why Shastram says, you need not work hard to become pure. Okay? Body's limitations will be there. Mind's problems will always be there. In order to become pure, you don't need to become pure. You have to claim purity as your nature. Just by shifting your identity from anatma, body, mind and complex to consciousness, atma. And as I said already, nishkalam, divisionless, and this shubhram. Shubhram, the word, also means pure and clean. And here we should take it as, already the word virajam has been used. Therefore, shubhram means this consciousness is free from this samsara, free from the bondage of karma, free from samsara. Consciousness does not go through any pairs of opposites, does not have birth and death, does not go through any pairs of opposites. Shubhram means consciousness is free from all defects such as ignorance and ignorance caused limitations. And also what Shubhram also implies, it is of the nature of self-effulgence. So, Swayam Prakashah. Then next word is interesting word. Jyotisham Jyotihi. Jyotisham Jyotihi. Light of all lights. Jyotisham Jyotihi means light of all lights. See, this is some very interesting and important word this is. In all Tamil books also, in all Nayanmar's books also, we come across this word Jyotisham Jyotihi. Sodiye. In fact, it is a technical expression. Jyotihi means light. Jyotihi is a neutral gender word. Jyotis Shabda. Okay, Jyotish. Jyotisham Jyotihi. This also we explained already. See, what is light? Light is that which brings opaque things to light. Light is that which is capable of illumining. At the same time, that which does not depend upon any other light to come to light. Light is a self-luminous body because you do not require another light to see the light. You do not need to take a torchlight to see whether sun is outside or not. You need not take candlelight to see the fire, the flame of a fire. So light is that which is a self-luminous body, which is of the nature of self-revealing. But light is that which illumines other things, which brings other things to light. And which is self-luminous, which reveals its own existence. That is light. But we say the so-called light such as sun, moon, etc., they illumine the opaque things. But even sun and moon also can enjoy the status of being the light only from the standpoint of the world of opaque things. The sun, moon and fire, three sources of light. You can include other lights also, electric light, etc. Any source of light is capable of illumining the opaque things. So from the standpoint of opaque things, which do not shine on their own, these lights can be called lights. But from the standpoint of your seeing power, even light becomes illumined. Light becomes the illumined. The illuminate light which enjoys the status of being the illuminator from the standpoint of the opaque things becomes the illumined from the standpoint of your seeing power. And why? Because light does not shine. Light is dependent on your seeing power to come to light. If you close your eyes, Light cannot be seen, which means the light of the light light of the light is your seeing power. Because a born blind person doesn't have a light, does not know what light is. So sun seeing power becomes the light which illumines the light. And now light of the light is your seeing power. Now your seeing power also cannot be a seeing power, cannot have the status of being the light unless it is backed by a conscious mind. It has to be backed by a conscious, attentive mind. Why? Because even if you have very good seeing power, the conscious, attentive mind does not back up the sense organ, then object, perception of the object will not be possible. Object will not get registered. Sometimes even if you walk towards somebody, you are walking against them, walking on the road, you happen to meet somebody, and your mind is very preoccupied with something else, you will not even say hello to the person who is walking before you, even if you are the person. Why? It's not that you do not even see the person. You do not see the person. Why? Because the preoccupied mind, busy with something else, unattentive mind, okay, the mind which is not attentive, the mind seeing power, which is not backed by an attentive mind, cannot be functional as a sense organ, seeing power. Therefore, what the light of the light, seeing power is the light of the light, and mind is the light of the light in terms of seeing power. The light which lights up the sense organ is the mind. And what is that light because of which mind is capable of being conscious and sentient? What is that light because of the presence of which mind becomes conscious and sentient? Mind is capable of functioning as mind. Mind is capable of being attentive and is capable of backing up all the sense organs. That you have to say, I. It is you. You are the light which, you are the light who lights up the mind. And mind is the light which lights up the sense organ. And sense organ is the light which lights up the sense objects. And who are you, if you ask? You have to say, what is the content of I? Content of I is not the body. Meaning of the word, the first person singular pronoun is a substantive. The substance of the substantive I is not the body, not the mind, not the sense organs. And definitely, the content of I is pure awareness, pure consciousness. Therefore, you are consciousness. Finally, you have to say, consciousness, abstract, formless reality, consciousness, implied by the term Brahman or Atma, is the truth of I. It is this consciousness which is the light of all the lights. Jyotisham Jyotihi, Paranjyotihi, Mahajyotihi. There's no greater light than consciousness. See, consciousness, light is not consciousness. Okay? Is it clear? We can't say consciousness is the light. But from the standpoint of consciousness is not the light. But the light of all lights is consciousness. Why? Consciousness does not do the job of illumining. Illumining is not the job action on the part of consciousness. The nature of consciousness, swarupam. By its mere presence, consciousness is capable of illumining. Therefore, we say what? Jyotisham Jyotihi, light of all the lights. Paranjyotihi, Mahajyotihi. It is very important to understand this. Now you can look at every sense organ as a light. Each and every sense organ is like a light. In fact, Vidyaranya Swami calls it as a Devaha. Pancha Devaha. Devaha also means light. Okay, Devaha means that which illumines. that which shines and that which illumines. Every sense organ is a deva. Every sense organ is a light. Why? Because every sense organ brings to light its respective object. What is that which brings to light the sound? It is the hearing power. It is hearing power which brings to light the object called sound. Therefore, hearing power is a light. It is the seeing power which brings to light the object called form, light and color. Therefore, seeing power is a light. Your power of smelling is a light which brings to light the object called smell. It is the power of touch which brings to light heat and cold. Therefore, each and every sense power is a light which lights up, which brings to light, which illumines its respective object. With reference to light and all the opaque things which reflect the light, seeing power is the light. With reference to sound, your hearing power is the light. With reference to smell, fragrance, etc., your power of smelling is the light. With reference to taste, bitter, sweet, sour, salty, with reference to all these tastes, your power of taste is the light. And with reference to, you know, touch, your touch is that the power of touch is the power of touch is the light. So all the sense organs are lights. Pancha deepaha, pancha, no, pancha deepaha, pancha devaha, which illumine their respective objects. See, the illuminator, they all enjoy the qualifications of being the illuminators. Illuminator is not illumined by the illumined. Okay. The opaque things are illumined. Light is the illuminator. Opaque thing which is dependent on the illuminator light cannot illumine the light. Is it clear? The illumined opaque thing will always be the illumined. It is dependent on the light to become the illumined. So opaque thing cannot illumine the light. Whereas light is illuminator of the opaque thing is light. Now, from the standpoint of the light, illuminator light becomes the illumined and the sense power becomes the illuminator. The sense power which has the status of being the illuminator from the standpoint of the illumined object becomes the illumined from the standpoint of the illuminator mind. And the illuminator mind, the mind which enjoys the qualification of being the illuminator from the standpoint of the sense organs, becomes the illumined from the standpoint of consciousness. And what is the illuminator of consciousness? There's no illuminator, okay? There's nothing beyond consciousness. Absolutely. So the absolute illuminator, the illuminator of all illuminators is consciousness. Therefore, light, the absolute light which lights up all the light of all other lights. Jyotisham Jyotihi and Paranjyotihi, absolute, most exalted light, because which is not illumined by any other light. Every other light is illumined by consciousness, but consciousness is not illumined by any other light. Therefore, it is Paranjyotihi. Jyotisham Jyotihi, illuminator of all other lights. Paranjyotihi, there is no other light which is illumined, which can illumine consciousness. Paranjyotihi, most exalted of all the lights. Paranjyotihi, okay. Now, we are going to see the same thing in the following verse also, to become much clearer. Therefore, what is that light which lights up all the lights? It is the pure consciousness, absolute reality implied by the term Brahman or Atma is the absolute light. Jyotisham Jyotihi, Paranjyotihi is Atma. Okay, Atma. Atma is the ultimate absolute light. Okay. So, we are seeing here, Tachubram Jyotisham Jyotihi Tad Yad Atma Vidaha Viduhu. And who Atma Vidaha Viduhu? Who are the people who know that Atma, that light, that absolute, most exalted light of lights? Who know? Who knows that? Atma vidaha viduhu. Atma vit means knower of Atma. Knower of the self. Atma vidaha, knowers of the self. So, who are said to be wise people? People who have discovered the absolute reality, the only truth of the whole jagat, obtaining as their own innermost essence, as the very content of I, as the witness of the mind, states of experience alone are said to be Atma vidaha. Atma vidaha, wise people who have discovered the reality obtaining as the content of I, as the innermost essence of the essence in the mind, as the witness of the mind, as the truth of I, those people know that Brahman. Brahman, the truth of the universe. If you know what you are, who you are, you know what this universe is. If you know what this universe is, you know who Bhagavan is. So know yourself, you will know what this universe is. If you know what this universe is, you know who Bhagavan is. So Jivaha, Jagat, Ishwaraha, all three are one and the same reality essentially. There is no Jiva, Jagat, Ishwara, Bedaha. There is no difference as Jiva, Jagat, Ishwara from the standpoint of the consciousness. Who is Jivaha? Brahma, Chaitanyam. What is every individual? Every individual can be reduced and reduced and reduced and reduced finally to consciousness. Okay, essence. And what is whole cosmos, inexplicably vast cosmos also. My God, time, space, all this. Gross, subtle, elements, elementals, mobile, immobile, living, non-living things. Experiences of pairs of opposites. These actions, results of actions, the laws which govern results of actions, all of them can be reduced to finally one thing, that is consciousness, in terms of existence. Okay, therefore, Jagat is also what? Brahma. Jiva is Brahma, Jagat is Brahma. Who is Ishvara? Who is God? It is no God other than this Brahman. Ishvara is also Brahma. So, from the standpoint of consciousness, there is no Jiva, Jagat, Ishvara, Bheda. All three are one and the same truth implied by the term Brahman. Same truth is also implied by the term Atma because of its all-pervasiveness and because of its availability for recognition as the innermost essence of an individual being, as the truth of I. Okay, now the next mantra. Atma vidaha viduhu. Next verse. Natatra suryo. This I have to change because from childhood, Puja Swamiji's thing only comes. We recite this mantra when we do arati, isn't it? Natatra suryo bhatina chandra tarakam. Nema vidyuto bhanti kuto yamagnihi. Tameva bhantam anubhanti sarvam. Tasya bhasa sarvamidam vibhati. Natatra suryo bhati na chandra tarakam. Nema vidyuto bhanti kuto yamagnihi. Tameva bhantam anubhati sarvam. Tasya bhasa sarvamidam vibhati. So, this mantra is a commentary on that one word. Jyotisham Jyotihi. Okay. Natatra Suryo Bhati is a 10th mantra. It's a very popular mantra. Same mantra comes also in another Upanishad. Two Upanishads present these mantras. And this mantra is a commentary on the one word Jyotisham Jyotihi. Light of all lights. Okay, here you see the verb Bhati. See, bhati is a second conjugation verb. This I have to tell you. Okay. Bha is the root. And the very root itself is a single lettered word. Bha means Brahman. Okay. The word bha itself means effulgence. Bha means light. Bha means light. Effulgence. Brilliance. Radiance. And bha means Brahman also. So bha means light. And bha is a root. If it's a second conjugation root. So add the verb ti, bhati, shines. There's no vikarana pratyaya. Root plus affix. Bhati means shines. And anubhati means shines after. Vibhati means shines as everything. Vibhati, vidham bhati iti vibhati. Anubhati shines after. Okay, let's say we have this word bhati. In fact, here I have to tell you, even India's original name is not India, Bharatam. Bharata, the bha means Brahman. Bharupa Brahmani Rataha Janaha Yasmin Deshe. Okay, Saha Deshaha. Okay, Bharata Deshaha. India is a land of people who are supposed to be reveling in the vision of Brahman. Bharupa Brahmani Ramante Rataha Iti Bharatam. Okay, that is the name. Anyway, so Bhati is a verb. And here, what do we think already as explained? We think Chandraha Bhati. Oh, moon shines, Suryaha Bhati. Sun shines, Suryaha Bhati. Sun shines. Suryan Vilangukiran. Chandraha Bhati. The moon shines. Nakshatrani Bhanti. Nakshatram, Nakshatrani plural. Therefore, Bhanti. Nakshatrani Bhanti. So many countless stars which are all shining. Nakshatrani Bhanti. See, they all self-effulgent, self-luminous bodies. Do we need any light to see whether sun is there, moon is there, or stars are there? In the night, the stars are shining. We don't need to take even the dark cloud, cloudy sky also. Not cloudy sky, the dark night, darkness, we can see the stars glittering. Because all these self-luminous bodies do not need any light to come to light. The self-luminous bodies. In fact, the sun in its presence illumines the entire world of objects. Moon on moon, full moon day illumines the earth. And we think all these sources of light are self-luminous, self-effulgent lights. We think, okay? Suryaha bhati, chandraha bhati, nakshatrani bhanti. But this Upanishad says, no, no, no. They are not self-revealing. They are not self-shining. They are not self-effulgent. They are said to be effulgent, self-effulgent, only from the standpoint of the opaque things. From the standpoint of the world of opaque things which are illumined by the sources of light, they are said to be self-luminous bodies. But they are not self-revealing lights, self-effulgent lights. They are shining after some other light. Suryaha na bhati, chandraha na bhati, nakshatrani na bhanti. What do? All of them shine after another light. Anubhanti. Suryaha anubhati, chandraha anubhati, nakshatrani anubhanti. What is that light? All these so-called lights shine after. We think that they're all self-effulgent. No. They are self-effulgent from the standpoint of the opaque things. But all these lights are dependent on some other light to come to light. All these so-called sources of light are dependent on some other light to come to light. Isn't it? If you close your eyes, there's no light. So light is dependent on your sense organ, your seeing power to come to light. Who is superior now? Tell me. Your light, the light is superior or your eyes are superior? Who lends existence to whom? It is your seeing power obtaining in your eyes alone lend existence to, so your seeing power lends existence to the light. Therefore, seeing power is superior from the standpoint of the light. Why? Light borrows its existence from the seeing power. Light is illumined by the seeing power. Is it clear? Illumining is also lending existence. Illumining is lending existence. So light, opaque thing illumines the sunlight, moonlight, fire, etc. All these so-called lights illumine the opaque things, lend existence to those shines, bring them to light. But all the so-called sources of light are not self-effulgent. They do not swayam bhanti. See, Suryaha swayam na bhati. It does not shine by itself. Suryaha swayam na bhati. All opaque things shine after the sunlight. Suryaha bhati. Opaque things anubhanti. Now, Suryaha also swayam na bhati. Surya also seeing power bhati. The seeing power shines. Suryaha anubhati. The seeing power shines after the sunlight, moonlight, all sources of light shine after the light in the form of seeing power. Now, even the seeing power does not shine by itself. You can say seeing power bhati, suryaha anubhati. Okay. Suryaha bhati, all the opaque things anubhanti. But seeing power bhati, suryaha anubhati. Bhati, anubhati, must remember. Now, manaha bhati, even seeing power anubhati, indriyam anubhati. Even the light in the form of seeing power shines after the mind, which is the light. Now, mind bhati from the standpoint of the seeing power. But from the standpoint of you, self-evident you, self-revealing you, you are self-evident light. You are the light. From the standpoint of you, mind anubhati, you are swayam bhati. You shine yourself. You are means what? I shines by itself. Tvam bhasi, I should say. I'm just saying you, okay? See, manaha anubhati. Bhati anubhati. From the standpoint of one is bhati, another is anubhati. One shines, other one shines after. So mind also shines after you. Why? Because you are self-evident. See, Pujya Swamiji used to ask this. To know your own existence, to know you are, what light do you need? What is the evidence for your existence? What is the evidence for your existence? What is the evidence? What is the proof for your existence? What is the evidence for your existence? To know you are, which light do you need? Even if you're sitting in a dark room, your wife or husband, somebody is walking, you will say, suppose, no, sometimes, hey, don't walk here, I'm sitting here. You will say, what does it mean? You know you are. You don't need another light to know your own presence. Therefore, you are self-evident. Everything else is evident to you and you are self-evident. Time is evident to you. Space is evident to you. All the forms, names and functions are evident to you. And therefore, the light seeing power is evident to you. Mind is evident to you. The thoughts are evident to you. You are self-evident. Therefore, you are the evidence. Your seeing power is the evidence. Light is evident. Mind is the evidence. See, all the powers are evident. And you are the evidence. Mind is evident. And what is the evidence for you? You are self-evident. And who are you? Consciousness. Therefore, it is absolutely mind shines after consciousness. That is Atma. Mind shines after you, and you are consciousness, implied by the term Atma. You are Atma. Therefore, mind shines after you, the Atma. Is it clear? Mind shines after the Atma. So, everything shines after Anubhati. Swayam, nothing Swayam Bhati. Okay? There's nothing which shines independently by itself. Everything shines after. The world of opaque thing shines after the sense organs. Sense organs, sense powers shine after the mind. Mind shines after you, the Atma. Therefore, everything shines after the Atma. And you are the absolute light, light of lights. So, the mantra says, listen here. Tatra Suryaha na bhati. You think sun shines by itself. No, Suryaha Swayam na bhati. Why? Chandraha Swayam na bhati. Tarakam Swayam na bhati. Tarakam means what? Star. The star does not shine by itself. All of them anubhati. If Suryaha na bhati, how does it shine? It shines after your sense powers. Suryaha anubhati, Chandraha anubhati, Tarakam anubhati, nothing Swayam nabhati. Okay. Then Vidyutaha. Vidyut means lightning. So Vidyutaha plural form. Lightnings. Imaha Vidyutaha na bhanti. Imaha Vidyutaha na bhanti. These lightnings also do not shine on their own. They all these sources of light shine after your seeing power. Anubhanti. Next. Now is asked the question. Kutaha ayam agnihi? Ayam agnihi kutaha? Hey, come on. All these sources of light do not shine on their own. They all shine after the light in terms of a seeing power. So, kutaha ayam agnihi, how can this so-called fire, okay, kutaha ayam agnihi, how can this fire shine by itself? Eppadi neruppu thanaga vilanga mudiyum? Neruppum vilanguvadharku kannai sarndu vilangugirathu. No, the fire also shines after your seeing power only. So now he presented all possible sources of light. Suryaha, Chandraha, Tarakam, Vidyutaha, Agnihi. All these sources of light do not shine on their own independently. In order to come to light, thereby to have a status of being existent, they all are dependent on your seeing power. Because they all shine after your seeing power. It is your seeing power illumines all these sources of light. It is your seeing power illumines all these sources of light. Thereby, illumine, they all enjoy the status of being existent. Okay. Now, what is said? Imaha vidyutaha na bhanti. That na should be ne, no, na imaha ne maha. Na, not at all. Imaha vidyutaha bhanti. Even these lightnings do not shine on their own. Kutaha yam agnihi. How can you expect a fire to be shine by itself? Definitely not. Like fire also shines after your seeing power. Now, and all these sources of light shine after your seeing power. The seeing power shines after your mind. The mind shines after you, and you are consciousness. Therefore, all consciousness implied by the term Atma, and all these sarvam, every source of light, sarvam means every. Sarvam, every source of light, sun, moon, star, lightning, fire, all of them including your seeing power and the mind, all these so-called lights, all of them anubhati. Sarvam anubhati. Na bhati, swayam na bhati, sarvam anubhati. Nothing shines independently by itself. They all shine after. Sarvam anubhati. Shine after what? Shine after. Bhantam. Swayam bhantam. Tameva swayam bhantam. If at all there's something which is shining independently by itself, the only self-effulgent, self-luminous, self-evident light is light of Atma, that is consciousness. There's no other light which shines independently. Okay? So, now we have to include sarvam means every light. Every light including what? Including your sense powers and the mind. All these mind sense organs, the so-called sources of light in the external world, all of them enjoy the status of being the lights. But all these sources of light shine after. Nothing shines. Swayam na bhati, sarvam anubhanti. Sarvam anubhanti. Every source of light shines after. Bhantam, that light which is shining self, which is always self-effulgently. Tameva bhantam, tanaha valanguhindra anda paramburulaye. Tameva bhantam, bhantam is what? Shatrunda shabda. Do you remember? I didn't want to mention Sanskritam grammar here, but anyway. Bhati bhan, okay? Bhantam. Tameva bhantam, objective case. Okay. Tameva bhantam sarvam anubhati. All these sources of light shine after that light which is shining always independently by itself. Tameva bhant swayam bhati. Atma swayam bhati. Now you can see, add this word swayam. Atma swayam bhati sarvam atmanam anubhanti. Every source of light shines after the atma. Tameva bhantam anubhanti sarvam. Then tasya bhasa idam sarvam vibhati. Now bhas means light. Bha means light. Bhas means effulgence. That is why one of the names of Surya Bhagavan is what? Bhaskaraha. Bhas means light. Bhaskaraha. Dinakaraha. Dineshaha. Isn't it? So many names are there. So, Bhaskaraha means even the chemical phosphorus actually something to do with this. Anyway. So, Bhaskaraha. Now, absolute Bhaskaraha is Bhagavan only here. Therefore, who? Surya is called Bhaskara. Tasya Bhasa, Bhas means Bhasa, third case. Tasya Bhasa, only because of the light, only by the light, because of the light of that self-effulgent consciousness, Atma. Tasya Bhasa, because of the light of consciousness, light of Atma alone. Tasya bhasa idam sarvam vibhati. Idam sarvam means what? This entire world of innumerable countless forms, names and functions shines as everything. That only one and the only light alone shines as everything. Only because of that only light of consciousness, Atma, idam sarvam vibhati. This world of innumerable countless forms, names and functions shines. Vibhati as world of plurality shines. Idam sarvam vibhati. This entire world shines because of the presence of consciousness. Okay, therefore, you have to understand, illumining is lending existence. Next step. Illumining is what? Lending existence. Why? If an object remains covered in darkness, please understand, the object remains covered in darkness, then that object cannot be seen, cannot be known. The unknown object is as good as non-existent. Unknown object is not absolutely non-existent object, but still, unknown object is as good as non-existent object, isn't it? Therefore, if an object has to have the status of being existent, it must shine. It must come to light. If the object has to shine, it must come to light. See, if the object has to have the status of being existent, it must shine. If the object has to shine, it must come to light. If we have to come to light, then it must be illumined. It must become the known. If it has to be illumined, it has to become the known, then it must be, there must be illuminator. And who is the illuminator? The absolute illuminator of everything is what? Consciousness. See, sense organs are the illuminators, relative illuminators. Mind is an illuminator. Mind is a relative illuminator. But absolute only illuminator, unillumined, non-illuminable by anything else is what? Atma, the consciousness. That is why Atma is said to be what? Jyotisham Jyotihi Paranjyotihi. Is it clear? Now, so illumining is lending existence. Now we can understand. So the whole jagat, time, space and the entire world of forms, names and functions which exist within the realm of time and space enjoy the status of being existent because the world is perceived. World is perceptible, perceived through the sense organs. Indriyani paranyahu. Sense organs are superior to the world because it is the sense organs which lend existence to the external world of objects by perceiving them. And indriyebhyo param manaha. Mind is superior to the sense organs. It is the mind which illumines the sense organs and thereby lends existence to the sense organs. And it is absolutely, it is the you, the atma. Atma, the consciousness, lends existence to the mind. Illumines the mind, thereby lends existence to the mind. Absolutely, it is the Atma implied, the consciousness implied by the term Atma. By its mere presence, not by doing anything, okay? By its mere presence, illumines, knows, knowing is illumining. Illumining is lending existence. Very important. Knowing is illumining. Illumining is lending existence. And knowing is not an action on the part of the Atma, Swarupam of the Atma. See, illumining is the nature of the sun. It's not an action. Isn't it? Surya Bhagavan does not do the job of illumining. Surya Bhagavan is everything becomes illumined. Similarly, knowing is the nature of the reality, Atma. That's why Atma is known by the term Jnanam also. Jnanati iti Jnanam. Why does it know? Knowing is its nature. Why does the sun burn? Burning is its swarupam. So knowing is the nature of the conscious Atma. Being conscious is the nature of the reality, Atma. Therefore, we say what? Knowing is lending existence, illumining. Illumining is lending existence. Okay? Therefore, consciousness is the existence of the world. Chit, the consciousness, is the sat, the existence of the world. I want to bring this point, okay? Chit, the consciousness, is the sat, the existence of the world. Now, chit and sat are one and the same. There is no existence. If you look, search for the meaning of the word existence, in fact, pure existence is nothing but pure consciousness. See, with reference to ocean, water is the existence. With reference to the whole jagat, Consciousness is the existence. Existence is consciousness. Is it clear? And this chit, which is in the form of the sat of the universe, is of the nature of limitlessness. Is free from time limitation, spatial limitation, object limitation. Therefore, sat, chit, anandaha. Anandaha means what? Fullness, happiness. Happiness is nothing but limitlessness. Being limitless is being happy. Being limited is being unhappy. Therefore, limitlessness is happiness. Is it clear? Okay. So, being limited is being bound. Being bound is being unhappy. And being limitless is being free. Being free is being happy. Therefore, limitlessness is equal to happiness. Okay. This is only Swamiji has taught this. Nobody has taught this. How will you understand limitlessness is equal to happiness? How will you know this? This is the order. Okay. Being limited is being inadequate. Being inadequate is being bound. Being bound is being unhappy. Therefore, being full is being limitless. Being limitless is being free. Being free is being happy. Now make it a noun. Being full is fullness. Fullness is being happy, happiness. Being full is being limitless. Being full is fullness. Fullness is limitlessness. Limitlessness is being free, freedom. Freedom is happiness. Okay. Therefore, I have gone out of the track. Let me come back to the mantra. Na tatra suryo bhanti na chandra tarakam. Nema vidyuto bhanti kutoyam agnihi. Tameva bhantam anubhanti sarvam. Tasya bhasa sarvam idam vibhati. Idam sarvam tasya bhasa vibhati. This entire world of innumerable, countless forms, names and functions, this world of plurality, countlessly plural, countless forms, names, plurality shines because of that only light of absolute light of consciousness implied by the term Atma. Atma Jyotisha idam sarvam vibhati. Atma Jyotisha, Paranjyotisha, Atma Jyotisha idam sarvam vibhati. This entire universe shines. That is why we say when the world shines, now next step, when the world shines, the world enjoys the status of being existent. In deep sleep state, the world does not shine. Isn't it? The world is, the world doesn't shine. The world is not non-existent, but the world, when it doesn't shine, is it as good as non-existent? Now in the waking state, the world shines because it is perceived by all the sense organs. And the sense organs are shining, functional, because the mind is functional. Mind is functional because there's consciousness is back in the mind. Okay. Now, we can say, so the whole world shines means, when there is manifestation of knowledge, when the thoughts are there, there is manifestation of consciousness, then the world shines. If the thoughts are not there, consciousness is still there in the deep sleep state also. It doesn't go anywhere. But there is no manifestation of consciousness. Why? The mind is non-functional. Thoughts are not there. Therefore, the whole jagat is what? Knowledge manifests the world. Therefore, the whole jagat is manifestation of knowledge. When you look at this whole jagat as manifestation of knowledge, the manifest knowledge alone is looked upon as Ishwaraha, God. Okay? Who is Bhagavan now? The knowledge, consciousness manifest is looked upon as Ishwara. The whole cosmos is manifestation of knowledge in the waking state. Manifest universe is what? Perceptible world, experienceable world, interactable world is manifestation of knowledge. It is Bhagavan. The whole Jagat is Bhagavan. That is why we say there's nothing which is not Bhagavan here. All that is here is only Jnanam. Okay. Next verse. Therefore what? Brahmaiveda, very important mantra. Actually, all these 11 mantras you all must memorize. We'll see the Jnana Palam in the next week. Brahmaiveda Mamrutam Purastad Brahma. I tell you, this mantra everybody will quote. Wherever possible, they'll quote this mantra. Where is Paramparul? Where is Brahma? Everything is Brahma. How will you say that? Brahmaiveda Mamrutam. Brahmaiveda Mamrutam Purastad Brahma Purastad Brahma Paschad Brahma Paschad Brahma Dakshinatashchottarena Dakshinatashchottarena Adhaschordham cha Prasrutam Brahmai Adhaschordham cha prasrutam, adhaschordham cha prasrutam, Brahmaivedam Vishwamidam Varishtham, Brahmaivedam Vishwamidam Varishtham, Brahmaivedam Vishwamidam Varishtham. I really request all of you to try to memorize these 11 mantras. If not all Upanishad, at least these 11 mantras. At least 11th mantra, 11th, 10th and 11th. Okay. Why we use the 10th mantra when you do arati? You know that? Okay. We say, we tell when you show the light like this to Bhagavans. You know, when you do camphor arati, when you do this, we say, hey, we are showing this camphor light. Okay. Yeah, where is this light going? This camphor light going to reveal Bhagavan? How is this camphor light we are waving in front of Murti is going to show Bhagavan? Why? Everything shines because of Bhagavan. Pooja Swamiji used to say, if your eyes are functioning as Bhagavan, you are seeing something Bhagavan, you are hearing something Bhagavan. That is why that Bharati wrote a beautiful song. Isn't it? That Nandalala own song is that beautiful song. Bharati, whatever you see, it's Bhagavan only. Everything is Bhagavan. Okay. Brahmaivedam id amrutam. Brahmaiva idam amrutam. It is this Brahman is the only source of immortality. Brahman is of the nature of immortality. Consciousness is absolutely indestructible. The only satyam, the whole Jagat is lent existence. See, because the Jagat borrows existence, Jagat does not have independent existence of its own, Jagat is mithya. And Brahman is independent of the Jagat, Brahman is satyam. Okay? Therefore, the mithya Jagat cannot do any harm to the Brahman. And idam Brahma, this Brahman is absolutely indestructible, immortal. Therefore, being immortal is the nature of the reality. And you are the reality, you are of the nature of immortality, you are already immortal. So, Brahmayeva idam amrutam, this absolutely beginningless, endless, changeless, all-pervasive, only secondless, non-dual reality is Purastat Brahma. What is in front of you is Brahma. Paschat Brahma. What is behind is Brahman. Dakshinataha Brahma. What is to the right is Brahman. Uttarayana Brahma. What is to the left is Brahman. Adaha. What is Adaha cha Urdhvam cha. What is below is Brahman. Urdham cha, what is above is Brahman. Brahmayeva idam prasrutam. This whole Jagat is nothing but Brahman expansion. Expansion means what? Brahman alone is seems to have expanded as the universe. Really speaking, idam vishwam varishtam idam vishwam brahmayeva idam. Hey, come on, where is the Jagat? There is no jagat. Idam varishtam brahmayeva idam brahm. Varishta means, see, varaha, variyan, varishtam. The most exalted is this Brahman. This idam vishvam, this entire universe constituted of innumerable countless forms, indicated by innumerable countless names, associated with innumerable countless functions, is nothing but Brahman, most exalted Brahman. The whole Jagat is Brahman. Where is Jagat? Jagat is appearance of Brahman. Ocean is appearance of water. The whole Jagat is appearance of Paramatma, appearance of Param Brahma Chaitanyam. Brahma Chaitanyam alone is appearing in the form of the world. There is no world other than Brahman. World is another name given to Brahman. Swamiji used to say, what is world for Ajnani is Brahman for a Jnani. Okay? There is no idam. Idam Vishwam Varishtam Brahma Eva. This whole universe is nothing but appearance of that most exalted Brahman only. So, idam sarvam Brahma means what? The knower is Brahman, the known is Brahman, knowledge is Brahman, everything is Brahma. There is no known other than Brahma because knowledge is Brahma. Knowledge is Brahma because the knower is Brahma. Brahman is not knower, known or knowledge. The knower, known, knowledge, everything is Brahma. Okay, the witnessed is Brahma, witness also is Brahma. Brahman is not anything. The cause is Brahma, effect is Brahma. Brahman is absolutely free from cause and effect. Brahman is neither the cause nor the effect, but the cause is Brahma, effect also is Brahma. Everything is Brahma. Therefore, sarvam brahmamayam jagat. Brahmai vedam amritam purastat. Brahmai vedam amritam purastat. Dakshinatahacha uttarena. Therefore, there's nothing other than Brahman here. Brahmai vedam amritam purastat brahma. Purastati, paschati, dakshinataha, uttarena, adaha, cha, urdhvam. All these words are indeclinable words. Do you remember? Purata, purastati, paschati, dakshinataha, cha, uttarena, dakshinataha, cha, uttarena, dakshinatashchottarena, dakshinataha, cha, dakshinatascha, uttarena, chottarena. How Sandhi also you can understand now. Dakshinataha cha and uttarena adhaha cha urdhvam cha prasrutam brahmaiva idam idam vishvam idam varishtam idam vishvam brahmaiva idam vishvam varishtam brahmaiva. This universe is nothing but the appearance of the most exalted absolute reality, which is of the nature of limitlessness, which is implied by the term Brahman, which alone is there as the truth of the individual also. And what is its nature? Absolutely, Brahman is of the nature of immortality. Brahman does not, consciousness need not, does not become immortal. You are Brahma, so you need not become Brahma. In fact, discovering that your nature being already immortal is what? Becoming immortal, attaining immortal. You can never attain immortality. Discovering your nature being already immortal is attainment of immortality. So where is Brahman? Where is Bhagavan? There's no Bhagavan other than the truth. There's no individual other than the truth. There's no world other than the truth. And the truth is Brahman or Atma. Therefore, all that is here is only Brahman. Is the second thing other than Brahma? No. the known, anything known is of the nature of inertness, and that which is of the nature of inertness does not have independent existence, it is mithya. You can reduce the whole cosmos into two factors as consciousness and matter. And afterwards, you can't say two factors. You have to say what is as only Brahman. Why should I not say matter? The known. Whatever is here can be reduced to two as knower and the known. Experiencer and the experienced. The experienced world, the known, the entire objective universe, including one's body, mind, and complex, comes under the category of the known. The knower, if we distinguish the knower from the known, knower is consciousness. The known is matter, which is of the nature of inertness, does not have independent existence. Therefore, matter cannot be counted as a parallel reality. So what? Matter is as though mithya. Because matter is dependent on consciousness for its existence, therefore matter cannot be counted as a parallel reality. Therefore, what is consciousness and matter are two orders of the same reality. Consciousness is satyam, matter is mithya. Objective universe can be reduced to one word, matter. Atma is consciousness. Atma satyam, anatma mithya. Consciousness satyam, matter is mithya. Two orders of the same reality. Therefore, the material world of forms and names is nothing but appearance of the consciousness Brahman. Okay? Finished. Class is over. Brahmai vedam amritam purastad brahma paschad brahma dakshinatashchottarena adhaschodham cha prasrutam brahmai vedam vishwamidam varishtham. Om purnamadah purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate purnasya purnamadaya purnameva vasishyate. Om shanti shanti shantihi. Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.